Hey, what's going on, folks? And this is your Tampa Bay Fantasy Sports Second with Roy Stank. If you hear some poor recording, the mic problem, I know some people have said a few things, but it's not the mic, it's that I'm actually recording inside of a tin can. That's where the studio is. The space was cheap, so I figured I could give up a little production value in favor of some bargain bin prices on this space. So let's start with a little Tampa Bay Rays news. Not too much Rays, but a little bit. We got Joey Madden. He left for the Cubs. Left the Rays to go to the Cubs. And they have an investigation going on with the happenings of that that deal. And what happened is Joey Madden, he opted out of his one-year contract worth about $2 million on the 24th, just after Andrew Friedman left for the Dodgers, the GM. Less than a week later, Madden agreed to a contract with the Cubs, a five-year, $25 million contract with the Cubbies. And that's a little ridiculous. And it was very soon after Renteria, the manager over there, was fired by the Cubs. So there was a small window, very small window, where there was no manager. So for that to happen, they're thinking maybe the Cubs contacted Madden before he, I guess, quit the Rays. So there's a little conspiracy going on there. So if that comes into light, that there was some wrongdoings, which you're not supposed to do that. You can't speak to someone who is currently with the team, has a contract with a team. You can't speak to them, try to incentivize them leaving their current club. So, and that could go against the Cubs if it comes out that that's what happened. That could they could lose draft picks. There could be some fines. They could only raise some money. So we'll see what happens with that. The Bolts NHL fell to the San Jose Sharks 2-1 tonight. This is Thursday. They fell to them 2-1. So they sit, I believe, second in the Eastern Conference in the Atlantic Division. 24 points to 25 behind Montreal, Toronto, and Boston tied for third. So they're hanging in there. They had the top spot there over the weekend, coming out of the weekend. Sorry. So they're still sitting pretty good. They're still looking good. Stamkos late goal in the third period against the Sharks, but they weren't able to pull it out there. So keep going. They're rolling good. Let's keep going. Lightning. So let's go into some football here. Miami Dolphins just won against the Buffalo Bills in Miami, 22-9. They handled the Buffalo Bills very well. That defense is looking real nice. Nothing too big. Tannehill put up two TDs. Not much in the rushing category. Hartline, 55 yards. And Landry, he got another touchdown there. And sadly, Mike Williams didn't do too much for me. He's on one of my fantasy teams. So we're going to jump right into fantasy here. Let me give you your stack for your Tampa Bay Buccaneers against Washington this Sunday. Now, obviously, you're going to stick with Josh McCown. He had a decent fantasy week last week against Atlanta. I'm going with him. I'm going with Mike Evans and Vincent Jackson. It seems that they both get the ball thrown to him a lot. Mike Evans scooping up the touchdowns and Vincent Jackson picking up some decent yards there. So it's a toss-up between the two. I would take at least one. I think it's leaning towards Mike Evans, but I think Vinny is he's in line for a good game here and against Washington, who isn't the best. They're not giving up too many yards, but they're giving up a lot of touchdowns against the receivers. So I think Vinny has a good game ahead of him here, and that's all I'm going with because I just don't trust Bobby Rainey. I don't trust the coach, who they're going to play. Is it going to be him, Charles Sims? Is Doug Martin going to be healthy? I just don't trust it. So I think Josh McCown, Mike Evans, Vincent Jackson, for your QB, wide receiver stack there for the Bucs. Now I'm going with running back Alfred Morris, who is going up against the Bucs. He's a Redskins running back. They don't have the best run defense, the Bucs. So I'm going with that. I think he should have a good game with RG3 at quarterback. He seems a bit hobbled. He's not running too well. So I'm hoping Alfred Morris is going to take some more passes out of the backfield. If not, I think he's going to have a lot of runs, a lot of carries. So on the second running back here, I think Mark Ingram against Mark Ingram, New Orleans Saints running back. He's been on a tear since Pierre Thomas has been injured. They're going against Cincinnati, who has just been awful, just not good. Defense, offense, quarterback, Andy Dalton not playing well. Worst statistical output from a quarterback since they've been keeping record of that kind of stuff. Just terrible in his last game. And another Washington player I'm putting on is Jordan Reed for the tight end. Tampa Bay's pass defense has just been terrible. So I think tight end, you have a little, that's why I went with Alfred Morris and Jordan Reed, because they're both two positions that play close to the quarterback. I feel like RG3 is going to want to dump it off. So I'm hoping Reed comes back and they get in the sink. He had a lot of targets last week, didn't have too many catches, but I think it's going to come together for them this week against the Bucs. I hate to go against the Bucs, but sometimes you have to. You got to play the matchups. So another wide receiver, I'm going with Jordy Nelson. He's just been ridiculous this year against Philly, who their pass defense is awful. So I feel like that's going to be a shootout. It's going to be a nice, they're going to be putting up points. They're going to be throwing a lot that game. And then with I'm going with the Saints D against Cincinnati, because their offense just can't get anything done this year. They're starting running backs out. He's probably not going to play. Like I said, Dalton has not been playing well. A.J. Green's been injured. So I think the Saints defense, which you don't think defense when you think Saints, but they got a good thing going on there. And then your kicker, I'm going with Cleveland against Houston. And I think you just throw a kicker in there. Kind of fucking, you know, you toss something in. Cheap, you stay cheap on that. You don't want to go too big. Why would you go big on a kicker? You want to go big. You want to save that money for your running backs, your receivers, your tight end. That's my stack. Now, hopefully, turns out better than last week, because I did nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So I'm hoping this one pans out a little better. So again, that's Josh McCown, QB. Running back, Alfred Morris, Mark Ingram. Wide receivers, Mike Evans, Vincent Jackson, Jordy Nelson. Tight end, Jordan Reed. Kicker, Billy Cundiff. Defense, Saints against Cincinnati. So let's hope that pans out for us here. That's on FanDuel. Again, I'm in a $2 league there. So we'll see how that pans out. And, hey, that's been your Tampa Bay Fantasy Sports Second with Roy. You guys keep it fresh. Go Tampa Bay. Stonk it. Da 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 da